This is the Best Of Daily Devotion Series by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.
Paul the Apostle, writing to the church in Ephesus, was acknowledging that these were difficult days. And he communicates in his writing a sense of urgency because of how pervasive evil had been in that day, and certainly in our day. That same sense of urgency needs to be lived out in our days also, despite the difficulties. You see, it's not enough to know what God wants us to do. We must also actually do it. We must follow our belief with actions. We're in chapter 5, verse 17 today, of the book of Ephesians, where Paul says, "Don't act thoughtlessly, but try to find out and do whatever the Lord wants you to do." The command is directed towards each and every one of us today, but are we willing to receive it? Are we willing to avoid that label of foolish, as it says in the King James? Paul is saying stop acting as if you don't have the ability to understand the situations that occur in your life and how God wants you to respond to them, because you do have that ability now in Christ in the new self. The book of 2 Timothy tells us that we're not like people who are lost, but we have minds that have been redeemed and vastly restored. We can understand what God wants us to do. That's not the problem. The question is, will we do it? Verse 18 of our text goes on and says, "Don't drink too much wine, for many evils lie along that path, but be filled instead with the Holy Spirit and controlled by Him." Now, as Paul continues to move through the spiritual to the practical, he begins now to deal with very clear and down-to-earth issues. First of all, one being, don't get drunk. He goes on to say that instead, and gang, there must be an instead, we are to be filled with the Spirit of God. The original text is literally, quote, "being filled," end quote. Therefore, it is an ongoing condition and activity. Note that filled, that's a condition, not a title, despite what some people may claim today. As a born-again individual, we have the Holy Spirit available to us to guide us. This is a positional state, one that is guaranteed. You can look it up, John 14:17, Ephesians 1:13. Okay, with that being said, filled, however, with the Holy Spirit, well, that's something else. Being filled evokes the idea of being possessed by, being under the control of the Spirit of God. This truth is clearly manifested in this passage. When someone is drunk, that person is under the control of the alcohol. Now, when filled with the Spirit, he or she is under the control of the Spirit of God. Now, this isn't an issue of getting more of the Spirit, as we are sometimes told, but rather this is an issue of the Spirit actually getting more of us. It's an issue of being under the control of the Spirit, not just having Him around. So how do we personally and individually, how do we know whether we're filled with the Spirit? Well, Galatians chapter 5 verses 22 through 24 is truly our directions here. That passage says, "But the fruit, or the evidence of the Spirit, is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faith, gentleness, and self-control. Again, such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and its lusts." In that passage, we are told then what that fruit or evidence of the Spirit existing, the Spirit possession in our lives is. So I ask you, are those things present in your life?
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.